Couldn't afford to move.
Sure.
Got a good house, right. See you. That was the thing.
You mentioned the truck patch. What do people call the stuff that they get out of that truck patch? Do they call it just, is it truck?
Well, they call it vegetables, you know, mostly, you know, produce. Mm-hmm.
Did they ever used to call it truck?
Truck patches, you know.
And
truck crop or something they'd call it.
And what's the difference between a patch and a field? I mean, how big is a patch and how big is a field?
Well, a field's just as big as you can get it, no matter what size it is, you know. And a truck patch is generally about a quarter to a half an acre.
I see.
And you can take a half acre land, a lot of hands, tenants, they call tenants, you know. They want a great big patch. They'll let plant it, and some of them work it out one time, a lot of them never work it. And I got to where, with mine, I would let them all Saturday evening until the truck patches worked.
Is that right?
Make them raise some deeds so they had it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they just couldn't learn that or something, I don't know what. They would still skip it, man, and work it out maybe one time, get the first crop off a little bit, you know, and let the grass take it.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to where I wouldn't tell them. Now, the black people go, might not take Saturday evening. If they live in there, anybody will treat them halfway right. Mm-hmm. But I had to just get out on them and just not let them quit. I tell them, come back to the barn, let's go to work. If you ain't gonna work, get truck patch.
Sure.
That way I kept my hands out of debt, don't see, made sure. A raised at home.
Mm-hmm. Would you describe what they grew? What vegetables did they get out of there? What kind of vegetables did they?
Oh, they'd have peas, beans, dry beans, you know, butter beans. Everything then was dry way back on it, you know. I'm talking about olden times, way back when I was a young man, though. They'd have anything, cabbage and everything, just like a regular garden. They'd have that fenced off. But the little truck patch was out just in the open, don't you see?
Mm.
Well, they had to have this wire around this year, palings. We used palings back then. They didn't have no wire, garden wire. And you had to have that close enough so rabbits couldn't get in there. It cut down everything you had, you know.
Mm.
And that was the garden, and then the truck patch gently joined it. But it was on the outside.
I see. Speaking of the paling fence, is there a difference between a paling fence and a picket fence?
Well, yes, there's some bit, but I don't know just what it is. It's about the same thing. On a picket fence is, I believe, it's sharp right here on the top, keeps chickens flying over, I believe. I'm not positive.
Mm-hmm.
And the others is just square. It's like a saw cut them off, you know.
See, just saw it and put together.
I think I'm right.
Close enough to keep the rabbits out, is that?
Yeah, at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Up about 18 inches, they had to fit close.
Mm-hmm. I see. And, Some other things you used to eat. What did you make, or what did you have any of that that's made out of cornmeal and sort of white?
What?
Did you ever use anything white substance with that you might put salt and pepper and butter on and use it with eggs? In the morning?
Actually, I don't know.
Or did you ever eat